This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Surfing the globe, bringing you LGBT news, views, and personalities from around the world, one country at a time. It's the Worldwide Wave here on Joy 94.9. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is a very special edition of the Worldwide Wave. We are coming to you to bring you the Philippines. I'm Hikara Freeman.
I'm Squirrel Maine.
And we have got music, but most importantly, we've got a lot of news and interviews. First off, we are going to bring you a song from Pop Girls, but also a very important interview, Boya Bunda.
Fantastic. And thank you, Leo and Jano, for yet another fantastic Sound Machine show just before us. And welcome to the Worldwide Wave, Joy 94.9's Melbourne-based show that takes you round the globe. Tonight, we're visiting the Philippines. Our first interview with Boya Bunda. Boya Bunda is the Philippines' king of talk, and we were extremely lucky enough to talk with him earlier this week.
Magandang araw sa inyong lahat, and I'm just so proud to be a Filipino, and I'm just so proud to be talking to you now. And Australia has always been a friend of the Philippines, and this is my way of saying hello. And because I see the kind of life my friends live in Sydney, for example, or in other places in other parts of Australia, and I always say that one day we're going to get there. What I want Australia to know about our fight, our struggle here in the Philippines, is that right now I'm senior political advisor of LADLAD. It's the political party of the LGBTIQ community, which is, again, going for the 2013 elections because we are working hard for some seats in Congress. It is both challenging and exciting. Exciting because this is something that's not a job for us, this is a cause, and we will continue to struggle, we'll continue to fight with all our might and beauties and everything that we have. Challenging because there are just a lot of obstacles, there are just a lot of things that we have to do, but it's getting stronger. I think there's more awareness now in the country, in the Philippines, about the LGBT community. We're getting there. It's still a long way to go, but we're taking the first steps. I pay tribute to the various organizations in the Philippines. The founders of LADLAD Party List, for example, who have formed this party 8 years ago. I pay tribute to independent LGBT organizations who in their big and little ways have been doing to come up to the front to fight for equality, for equal opportunities for equal rights, and just making people aware that we are not asking for special rights, just making people aware that all we need is to be treated like everyone else. I lose my concentration.
And that was Isa Segura's If We Try. Isa Segura is an out lesbian artist from the Philippines. We're the Worldwide Waves on Joy 94.9, and we've been talking to Boya Bunda from the Philippines. Yep, he's the president of LADLAD, and now we're going to hear a little bit more from Boya Bunda.
Now, actually, as one of the most prominent gays in the Philippines media, what sort of homophobia do you actually come across, and what have you come across in your own career?
With my own career, I'm lucky because I am in an industry that embraces the LGBT community. I am a talk show host. I am in the entertainment business. But yes, I went through, some experiences, some challenging experiences, but not as bad as what our brothers and sisters are going through at the present and in the past. You know, Hikaru, you have to remember that we have been colonized by Spain for over 300 years, and then the Americans came over for another 50 years. So you can imagine the cultural upheavals that happened within the Filipino people. So there are multifarious elements that we have to break, that we have to challenge, that we have to change, that we have to totally eradicate. But it's going to take a long time. I don't have stories of being hurt physically, and or have been a target of homophobia, because I fight.
Good.
I really fight. Yes, I am not going to allow anybody to hurt me. And I am speaking as an individual, as a person, regardless of my sexual preference, regardless of my sexual orientation and gender identity. I will not allow anybody to discriminate. There were a lot of things that happened in my life. But this does not necessarily mean that just because I was not stabbed, 60 times, I will not fight for the rights of others. Today in the Philippines, in as much as there has been a great improvement on the way the LGBT people are being treated, you still have a lot. For example, I'll be very graphic. There's still a lot of parents, fathers, and mothers who would pejoratively call their children bakla or gay. You know, not by their names, but by their sexual orientation. There are still children who are not sent to school because they're gay. There are still schools who do not accept boys who are perceived to be gays. There are still offices who would not promote lesbians because they refuse to wear skirts. So we still have a lot of things to do. And is this prevalent? Is this everywhere? I don't have the figures, but these things are happening. These things are happening, and we have to keep on making a certain kind of noise, calibrated to make people ask difficult questions. You know why I'm very hopeful, Hikaru? I'm very hopeful because I am inspired by the women's movement.
Good.
In the 1920s, for example, in the 1920s, you remember the story of Rosa Parks?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Harvey Milk, yet, you know. Let's go to the women's movement. The black movement, for example, when they were not allowed to stay in a certain place, or they were not allowed to ride buses, or they were segregated to the whites, or women were not supposed to take certain positions. Black boys, at least sold pizza, were supposed to take the back door. So, we've heard of the struggles led by Martin Luther King and so many other black leaders. There is so much hope because today you have a black American president.
Yes, we do.
And
we
today
do.
Women have voting rights. So all I'm trying to say is this is a struggle today, but we're not even fighting for a generation. We're hoping that 50 years from now, we're hoping that 30 years from now, I mean, things will change. But we have to do certain things. We have to do the things. We have to fight now. And if we can win it in our lifetime, then so be it. We want to convince mothers and fathers that their children have names, in spite of or because of their sexual orientation, that they deserve to go to school, that they deserve to be treated, that they deserve to be accepted in any school of their choice, that they deserve to work in offices where they should be measured not because of sexual orientation, but by their capability to be productive as a member of society. So these are all the things that we're fighting for. And, of course, we have our misunderstandings with the Catholic Church. Tough. It's going to be an uphill battle, but it is a battle that we intend to win.
Words to remember. Fighting for the next generation, we want to convince mothers and fathers that their children have names. Gone are the days when you are gay or you are supposed to be promiscuous. We are not promiscuous. We are people. We are productive members of society.
Welcome back to the Worldwide Waves. We've been hearing from Boy Abunda from the Philippines. We are a show bringing you global gay news and current affairs. If you've got any comments for us, feel free to email onair@joy.org.au. Coming up in the show, we've also got Maika Legman, a lesbian lawyer and spokesperson for LADLAD, the Filipino Gay Rights Organization, as well as Will from Melbourne and Angeline Ballads from Spirit FM. But first, we've got Eraserhead's song Happiness.
Nangawit pa ba ang aawitin? Sabihin mo lang ako, aking sintay, wala ang humpay na diyan. At sa
Welcome back to the Worldwide Wave. That was Eraserhead's Ligaya, Happiness. Now, we are an international show, and we do unfortunately come across sometimes when we have audio quality that does cause some issues, but we think ultimately the message is very important. And now we will be talking with Maika Legman of LADLAD, as well as several other major organizations in the Philippines. She is a lawyer and out lesbian, and we spoke to her about conditional acceptance, not full acceptance, in the Philippines, in particular how that relates to television.
People just tolerate it. Because when you say acceptance, it has to be like really full acceptance, that you accept people for who they are. It's not conditional. I think most people are treating LGBT. It's conditional acceptance. So you can't really say it's full acceptance. No. It's like, hey, you can be gay, but in front of these people, you should act straight. Or you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. It's not full acceptance.
You mentioned how that there's often not really positive images of LGBT people in Philippine media. What sort of examples can you give?
I can give you examples on in TV, radio, even commercials and pop songs.
Mm-hmm.
Say for TV, most shows or films that include gay characters would present them as the typical people who work in the salon, hairdressers. As for lesbians, they present lesbians as like butch, masculine-looking women who want to be men. Mm. And then in the news, like I said before, they only mention that the person is an LGBT when they are involved in acts of violence. So this subconsciously creates or subconsciously suggests to the readers that, hey, LGBTs are sexual predators.
Oh, yes. Interesting. Very interesting. One of the things that I think was very important, what you said, is that the continual image of these old hackneyed stereotypes of gays as predators and continues to exist. And it helps create a society, helps reinforce societal ideas that need to really be disappeared if we're really to sort of move forward, not just for LGBT in the Philippines, but worldwide. We need to be able to confront negative portrayals. Now, we have also a very important thing, which is More with Maika. We learn from the Philippines, and how would you like the rest of the world to help out?
Yeah, it's a really good question. It's a lot of questions. First of all, thank you for giving me a chance to be part of your show. In the Philippines, we're trying our best to organize the entire community, not only in Manila, but in the entire Philippines. We would really appreciate if, you know, anyone from an LGBT org or say from Joy would help us disseminate information during our campaigns, or, you know, just even exchange knowledge so that we can learn a lot from you. For instance, I'm really happy to find out that there's an LGBT radio station in Australia. And that's what
we're Australia's number one and Australia's first LGBT radio station.
Woo! And that's actually what we want to do. Like, we have a definite place in the media for LGBT. Yeah, maybe we could just stay in touch, exchange info, and who knows, we can also support you in your activities.
We have been so honored to talk with you, and we will have all the appropriate information connecting you to both the archived programs of Radio Filipinas, as well as the Rainbow Project, as well as your very important project, Hey Weekender, which really impressive and something that we need down here. And we'll stay in touch.
All right. Thank you very much, Jerry.
Welcome to the World Wide Wave. And yes, very interesting what she said. And if you want more information on LADLAD, you can go to ladlad.org. And for Hey Weekender, it's Hey, and Weekender is spelled WeekenderR.com. Now, some more music with Jaya.
That was Jaya's Me, My Man, and I. You're on the Worldwide Waves on Joy 94.9. We've just been listening to Michael Lagman speaking about promoting stereotypes of LGBTs as sexual predators and how that is still continuing to happen in the Philippines. But LADLAD, the organization promoting LGBT rights, is working very hard to change. Welcome back to the Worldwide Waves. Tonight we are cruising to the Philippines to learn more about LGBT lifestyle there. We've been chatting with Boy Abunda, an inspirational speaker and the spokesperson for LADLAD, the gay political organization in the Philippines. Now we hear Abunda talk a little bit more about politics and political life in the Philippines.
That's one of the things. What sort of role do you see LADLAD playing in the coming elections? I mean, beyond the Senate seats, also what about in terms of influence?
Okay. We need some participation in the legislative process.
Mm-hmm.
For example, to be very clear about this, there was a bill filed on anti-discrimination, for example. And then there were some provisions in that bill that were very specific to protection of LGBT people. I think that was taken out. We need representatives in Congress so that we can be represented properly in policymaking, in the laws of this country, in the laws of this country. I am humbled. Hikaru, when I listened to the speech of President Obama and the speech of State Secretary Hillary Clinton during the LGBT month in the United States, I was in tears. Why? Because Obama opened his speech, for example, by saying that when you talk about the LGBT community, you're talking about fathers, you're talking about mothers, you're talking about sisters, you're talking about brothers, you're talking about everyone in the community. Because essentially, who has not been touched by someone from the LGBT community? When you talk about equal rights, you talk about human rights. So when LADLAD goes to legislation, it has a marginalized, abused sector in mind. And if we can address the concerns, the plight of a marginalized, abused, misinterpreted, misunderstood community, then we are addressing the community as a whole. Because for the longest time, homosexuality has been pathologized, not just in the Philippines, but by the world. Remember, it was only in 1992 when the World Health Organization took out homosexuality from the list of diseases. So today, we are not a disease. We're not a disease anymore. I mean, there's little things, huge, gargantuan things that we are achieving. We need to get into policy-making bodies. We need to get into Congress so that we can get into the law and policy-making bodies, because the LGBT community are people who have rights. We just don't need supporters. We welcome supporters to the cause. We welcome supporters to the community. But it is different when you're gay. It is different when you're a lesbian. I mean, gone were those days, I hope, in our country, that when you are gay, you're supposed to be promiscuous, then you're supposed to be boxed in a certain image. These things have to be destroyed. And how do you do that? You do that from top, bottom, bottom to top. Legislation, education, families, governments, bureaucracy, you go everywhere. We keep on talking. We're creating noise for people to notice that we are not promiscuous. We're people. We're people with spirits and souls. And we are productive members of society.
Oh, Boy Abunda, they're bringing some very interesting thoughts. Is the gay community marginalized? Is the situation here in Australia or wherever you happen to be in the world right now reflected in his remarks? SMS us at 0427-JOY-949 internationally, +61 JOY 949. Now, more from Boy Abunda, this time particularly in terms of the cultural change and the struggle regarding how we can change the Philippines culture there. With you, as you mentioned, with the little boys who are just being called fag, literally.
Yes, you know, I mean, and what is so sorry about it, what is so sad about this is it has become part of a subculture that some people think it's not wrong anymore. That, you know, when somebody walks in the streets, you know, somebody can just joke about it and say, hey, fag. And they think it's normal. It's wrong. I want to say it's wrong. Let's stop this. We have names. We're so onion skinned. No, we have names. It starts there. I don't call any of my friends woman. I don't call any of my friends, man. I call them by their names. And this is another thing, Ricardo, that we're trying, I mean, from a personal point of view. For the longest time, I would keep my mouth shut because I understand the cultural background and perspective of where a lot of my friends are coming from. You go to a party and you hear some friends, well-meaning friends, proudly declare, hey, this is Voya Bunda, and he's gay, but you know what? He's very talented. He's a talk show host. He's an award. Why the hell am I being given excuses for me to be acknowledged by other people? I don't say, hey, meet Peter. He's a man, and he's this and that. I mean, why do you have to make excuses for me to be gay? I'm simply a human being who happens to be gay.
Absolutely. We totally agree.
Everywhere. Why do I have to be talented? Why do I have to be award-winning, to be respected? All I have to be is a human being, because I deserve that.
And let's have some positivity here. Here's Disco Fever by VST and Company.
That's right. No more excuses for being gay. Welcome back to the Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. That was VST and Company's Disco Fever. We have been traveling to a different country every week, and this week we are visiting the Philippines. Just been listening to both Boya Bunda and also Michael Lagman, who was talking about their experiences in the Philippines. Boya Bunda had some very, very inspirational words. We call them by their names. It's all he's asking is that gay people are no longer just being called gay. They're called by their names, and we no longer need excuses for being gay. If you've got any thoughts on that, feel free to SMS us at 0427JOY949 or send us an email at onair.joy.org.au. Hey, you know, we've been talking to a lot of people this week, Hikaru. Who else did we talk to?
We had the pleasure to talk with DJ Angeline of Spirit FN. And right now in Manila, it is 8:35 p.m. So I know, Pinoy, you'll be awake, and this is one of your favorites. Here's DJ Angeline.
Hello.
Hello. It's a pleasure to talk to you. It seems like ballads are big in the Philippines. What is the appeal?
Actually, I really admit it. If you're a Filipino, you're a lover for ballads. You go, teary-eyed in some of these catchy-ass pop songs. Even, Manny Pacquiao, even Buster, Manny Pacquiao belts out an old tune from the 70s. sometimes when we touch, and now the songs are never that popular in the States, but Filipinos pick it up like their own. And until now, they're still playing the same songs, and don't get me started with Barry Manilow, who to this day is, considered a demigod in the Philippines.
Really? Barry Manilow?
And I believe there is such thing as, national identity through music. If you look at Brazil, their songs are almost the opposite, more joyous, celebratory, and extroverted, while Portugal's music almost has the same penchant for sad songs as Philippines. I believe that the Filipinos' penchant for sad and pensive songs is maybe a manifestation of the primeval Kundiman sentiment. It's a direct result of the national affinity for sad songs dating back to pre-colonial times.
That was DJ Angeline talking about a national identity of sad songs. We've got Isa Segura now, an out lesbian artist, singing You Are My Love. Another ballad here on Joy 94.9.
online.
Welcome back to the Worldwide Wave. I'm Hikaru Freeman, joined by our other musketeer, Squirrel Maine. Now, we have been fortunate to receive a text message coming in that says, "Inspiring stuff, guys. Never heard this within the Philippine context. When do you go to Greece, especially in lieu of the crisis there?" Well, Greece may be coming up in the upcoming weeks. We will keep you posted. Remember, you can always get in touch with us when we're off air at worldwidewave@ymail.com. That's the best way to reach us. And you can definitely, if you're Greek and listening right now, we really would suggest that you send us an email there, and we'll hopefully be able to talk to you about that. And also, now we have had the fortune to talk with Will, who is a Korean who lived for a long time in the Philippines. He brought us some very interesting celebrity gossip, particularly about one guy whose name I think we might see a lot of Google searches going on after it, Piolo Pascual. Piolo Pascual, it's good that you said that. Do you know anything about Piolo Pascual?
He's TV star, movie star, and at the same time singer, and denial.
In denial.
Yeah.
In denial.
As in...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting, as you said, he's in denial. Do you find that there's a lot of stories in the Philippines where you have that?
I mean, there's... Whoever is pretty, you know, TV star, male TV star, then they will probably say they are or something like that. Mm-hmm. But that you can actually... there was a time that you can actually meet him on the street somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure what's happening now. He might have a wife or a girlfriend or...
Yes, we know that story.
This does not sound like a man with a wife or a girlfriend.
Welcome back to the Worldwide Wave here in the Philippines. That was Piolo Pascual's Sana Ikaw. And let me say, that song translates as "You Are My Hope." And it's our hope that possibly if Piolo Pascual is feeling confused, maybe he comes to the light, so to speak. Now, interestingly enough, we also talked with Will about the Philippines' very unique own gay dialect. What is this about a gay dialect of the Philippines?
So, I never knew about this dialect before, and I started learning the Tagalog, yeah. And I started making mm-hmm. friends, and then I made gay friends, mm-hmm. and they were start speaking a different language that I never heard of, but I thought they were a dialect, but it's actually Tagalog, but they modified into longer version. So,
Can you give us an example, sort of just like, what's an example of it?
So, like, my brother is my kapatid, or like something kapatid, but in gay lingo, they might say, ang aking shupatembang, shutembang.
Okay.
So, it's totally different language.
Yeah, how does it come about? Like, what's the story?
I actually don't know the history behind the gay lingo, but it comes up every few months. So, when they think that, you know, Dito is here, but they say Ditechi or they say Ditechiwa.
Okay.
And they mix some other languages from other Asian countries and they make it unique.
Well, yeah, like, is it, like, what the example you said about brother,
yeah.
Those sound completely different. So, how's it, like, made?
It's like Pamangkin.
Yeah.
And they call it Shupatembang. Shutembang.
And is that, like, a direct translation or?
It's actually, I'm not sure. It's hard to explain. They do have a dictionary there,
mm-hmm.
but even for them, they really wouldn't. They won't be able to translate it because it just appeared middle of nowhere, or they just modified from one to the other. So they puzzled it all together into one word. Or
there's an interesting look coming from Kane right now. Jump in. Yeah.
From what I understand, from what I've heard from him when he's talking to his friends in that particular dialect or language or whatever, mm-hmm. is, I don't know, it seems to me like it's just, must have been something that came about in the 70s, like a gay safety language, you know, which no one else understands.
Yeah, almost like palaver, like in the UK where they have, you know,
slang.
Barmy. Yeah, it's palaver is like an old gay British slang that just came out of nowhere. Mm. And the interesting thing that we always have in the gay world has always been, can we balance our own culture with also our rights? And that's, well, one of the nice things that we have is our gay language and our safety words. They are also a recollection of a time when we have to forget who we are or hide behind who we are. Now, we do have some more from Boya Bunda coming up, and I think it's a very inspiring bit. Please listen.
Sex marriage debate is raging also in our country.
Really?
It's one of the most contentious debates here. It's one of the most divisive debates. As a matter of fact, Ladlad party list, which of course supports the same-sex marriage, I personally feel that we have to fight one battle at a time.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because let me be very honest, Hikaru. I will fight for the right of people to get married. I will really fight for the... But this is really weird. But this is a confession because I want to be true to you, true to myself.
Yeah.
I will fight for the right of people to get married.
Yes.
I will really fight to the very end.
Yes.
But you know what? This is really funny because I don't believe in marriage.
That's all right.
I am in a 29 gay relationship, a 29-year gay relationship. I don't know why. Is it because I have gotten used to having no formality in my relationship that I didn't think about it anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it because I think in a way that I feel we couples have to work harder on relationships more than the security of a piece of paper?
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't know. But, you know, the right to get married belongs to people who believe in marriage. And I will fight for that.
Yeah,
I mean, good things I think happen to people who wait. It's going to be an uphill battle, and it's going to be one battle at a time. You know, in the Philippines, one senior church official once declared that gays are children of God, but they only commit sin when they start to engage in the homosexual act.
Wow!
I said, I'm okay with the first line. We are children of God. Let's stop there first. The debate about as to whether we sin when we engage in our expression of love is a debate we will do some other time. I will go first as a child of God. It's good enough that he said it. Okay,
well,
so it's a tactical game. It's a tactical game. But since this is the last question, I just want to tell the gays, the lesbians, the transgenders, the bisexuals, all around the world, the LGBT community in Australia and around the world, that you have the right to this universe, that you have the right to live, to love, to work in this world, and that you have the right to be happy. You have the right to ask. You have the right to sing, to dance, and you have the right to heaven, and be happy and just be good. Be good citizens of the world. This is our world, and it is part of our responsibility to take good care of this world and of each other. Thank you from the heart. And thank you for providing us this platform to be heard. And God bless you.
Thank you so much, boy. We look forward to hearing you more in Australia. You are welcome here at Joy FM anytime.
No problem. If I drop by in Australia, I'll go and swing by.
Welcome back to the Worldwide Wave. Coming up after our show is actually our Joy's new show, which is going to be country music. But first, one thing that I have to say, all this Boya Bunda things, talk, and what really gets to me is that how much he weaves together the necessity of us having to be true to ourselves, as well as trying to reach out to the rest of the world and understanding how much what we say can affect the rest of us out there. And right now, if you can, if there's anyone in your life that you want to reach out and say something to, feel free to. Remember that you love each other and that we are all special and that we're all beautiful. We have been very honored to speak with not only Boya Bunda, to Micah Lagman. If you want information on Ladlad, do check our Twitter page, @W3Joy, or our Facebook page, Worldwide Wave, Mashal, the words together. And also, next week, we will be going to Norway. How do you feel about that, squirrel?
Oh, fantastic. A bit chillier than the Philippines, but perhaps not politically.
Oh, very much so. And our special featured interview will be with Per Kristin Foss, the first ever out prime minister of Norway, in the world, actually.
An out prime minister. You know, that ties in so well to what Boya Bunda was saying. You have the right to this universe. This is our world. You have the right to be happy. And you, thank you for listening. We hope that we've taught you a bit about the Philippines, and we'll see you next week in Norway. This is Worldwide Waves, Joy 94.9, signing off for the evening. Coming up next, we do have Q Country with Chris.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.